This is a Farm Doc Daily Podcast. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Farm Management Specialist Gary Schnitke joins us to take up Grip HR as a product that producers in the state of Illinois might consider for crop insurance in the coming month. Tell me about the research that you did recently as it pertains to Grip HR, the state of Illinois, and the most popular crop insurance product in the state.
Yeah, the most popular product in the state is revenue protection, which is a fine product. It provides excellent risk protection, and it's done at a farm level. One of the things, though, that producers may want to take a look at is Grip HR, which is fallen in use in recent years, but this year it might be a good alternative to think about.
There are two reasons for that, and the two reasons that the market talks about continuously. One of them is drought. The other one is a normal year.
Yeah. If we have a drought, and like we did last year, GRIP will make large payments, and GRIP for 2012 will make large payments. We don't know them exactly yet because we don't know the county yields, but once the county yields are final, end of this month, we'll know how big those GRIP payments are. But last year, you know, in some areas, particularly in southern Illinois, we'll see $400 or $500 GRIP HR payments. So GRIP does a pretty good job in a drought year, and it also does a pretty good job in a price decline year, and it will do better than RP in that situation. And it'll do better than RP because it has a 90% coverage level rather than the highest 85% coverage level for RP. So that extra 5% makes a big difference when we're looking at price declines. And you can think of that pretty quickly. 5% is roughly a 30 cent price decline, you know, somewhere between 25 and 30 cents. You know, if you add 25 to 30 cents on the price, that will make a big difference on payments.
It makes a big difference on payment. Does it make a big difference on the net income out of the payment, too? Because GRIP is expensive by comparison to RP.
Yeah, and the GRIP premiums will vary across the state, but we used a Macon County example here, and the highest GRIP 90% coverage level was about $50, and the lowest one was about $33. But yes, it will make a big difference in payments. And we ran a scenario of 1998 through just to see if we had a year like 1998 again, how big would GRIP HR payments be compared to RP premiums, and it could vary. You know, GRIP HR can make $100 more payments in those situations. We picked 1998 because it was a big price decline year. We had near normal yields and price declines. And you know, if you were looking at this year, if we have 98 million acres of corn and near normal yields, we could have price declines.
So this is a product you believe producers should consider along with their RP as the two options that are available for them.
Yeah, yep. RP or GRIP HR. And again, you know, if you hear what people are thinking about in the market, you know, they're concerned about that drought year yet. GRIP HR will do well in that market year yet. And if we don't have that drought year and near normal yields and associated price declines that could happen from near normal yields, GRIP HR can make some payments.
But you better have your banker ready because it's expensive. And I do want to take one thing up because GRIP HR has a wide range. So you're talking about at the highest level at 90%, but you can buy it at much lower levels, correct?
Yeah. GRIP HR has a 90% coverage level, and you can drop down to lower coverage levels. I would not suggest doing that. I would suggest varying a protection level. And a protection level just changes how much the product pays when it does pay. So if you buy the maximum protection level, it will pay the maximum amount based on a 1.5 factor, many people have heard about. And if you buy 60% of it, the payments will be 60% of the maximum. And again, the Macon County example would be about $58 for the 100% protection level, and about $34, $35 for the the 60% protection level. Still higher than what you would pay for a RP 85% cover. At an enterprise level, that's probably going to be in the $23 to $25 per acre range.
Yeah, so something to double to three times the cost.
Yeah, so if you, well, take a GRIP HR at the lowest cover protection level, $33, you know, if you got 1,000 acres, that's $33,000, which is obviously a big payment if you don't have any sort of losses. And yeah, that's a big number.
Gary, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Gary Schnitke, Farm Management Specialist at the University of Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason. This has been a Farm Doc Daily podcast.